The first reading from the first letter of St. Paul to the Corinthians today, chapter 3, verse 1 to 9, teaches us very important truth about discernment. I'm trained at the spiritual director, and it's important at the spiritual director, we know first that we're not God, we're not the Savior. It's not up for me to save a person. Right? Just like St. Paul said today, we have to meet people where they are and to discern what state of the spiritual journey they're in. So if we speak in mature terms for someone who's in the infancy state of their spiritual journey, we overwhelm them and they shut down. So we meet people where they are and speak in the language where they are and help them to become what Christ wants them to be. And therefore, patience and prudence would become very important. If we open the doors that are not ready to be opened yet, we do more harm to the person, right? That's where prudence, that's where patience, that's where trust in the Lord have to come in. And St. Paul says very clearly at the end of the day, we're all instrumental. People shouldn't be dependent on us. It's a problem when we make people depend on us. Whether we're Apollo, whether we're Paul, we do the planting. We do the guidance. But it's God who caused the growth. Remember that. In our very own life too, as brothers and sisters in Christ. That we are instrumental in leading other people to Him. We meet them where they are. Patience, prudence, love. Encouraging them, help them to grow. And walk alongside with them. That's the one word that the Holy Father, Pope Francis, speaks about the most. Accompaniment. We accompany them. We hold their hand. Lead them towards Christ. Help them to grow in their spiritual life. But it's ultimately with His grace that God caused to grow, not us. If somehow we think that it needs to be according to our timeline, this and that, then who's in control? Who is acting like God? This is important, right? Which leads toward the gospel reading today. There are two small details that I love when I pray about this reading. First, when St. Peter or Simon's mother-in-law was afflicted with a severe fever, one small line is so important for us and what we can do as Catholics. And I quote, "And they interceded with him about her." Said, "Lord, help her." At Catholics, we shouldn't pray only for our own needs, our own wants. We should intercede for others, just like the saints are interceding for us, just like the holy souls in purgatory interceding for us. We're called to intercede for one another, lead people to Christ. Said, "Lord, he or she is hurting right now. Help him, help her." And the second point is so beautiful that even Jesus, in the midst of healing people, in the midst of all busyness, what the gospel said, at daybreak, he left and went to a deserted place. He always made time to pray. He always made time to have that deep union with the Father. Through the power and working of the Holy Spirit. Making time to retreat, to get out of our redundancy, our busyness, so that we put God first, for we cannot give what we ourselves do not have. So, knowing who we are, right? Knowing who we are, knowing that we have the power to intercede and accompany one another through Christ Jesus, and lead and guide other people to Him. Spending time with Him, third, so that we first receive and nourish ourselves from that relationship, so that we can in turn share that with other people. And last of all, knowing our place, knowing that we are not the Lord, but to be patient, to be prudent, and to trust that He will bring to completion in each and every one of us what He had already begun. He is the Lord, and we are simply His instruments.